in the UK, there was a thing called a punk explosion, but that was pretty, it was pretty minor until it got into national newspapers and it became an explosion. But really around that time, most of the music was what we call pub rock. And musicians had to learn 400 songs, most of which seemed to be Chuck Berry's, but that was the kind of thing that was going on at the time. Either that or Pomp, very big bands playing quite old-fashioned music. So we were, a band was formed accidentally, and we carried on doing it. And the good thing about the punk explosion, although we were never punks, although what the first record does sound punkish, is that because of the punk explosion, more and more places opened up to music which wasn't pub rock, smaller venues, and unknown groups were being allowed to play and play their own material rather as beforehand. As I said, you had to have this sort of repertoire of 400 songs and be a pub band. So it was good. It was ideal for us. And of course, as the punk thing grew, each large record company wanted to have their own pet punk band. And EMI thought we were a punk band, and very quickly we were signed up. They wanted us to do a couple of singles, but we insisted on, if we were going to do anything, we had an album's worth of material, and we thought our first entry into the public realm would be more satisfying if it was an album.